Blog Talk Radio. Let's play some great Christian music here. Okay, to get us started, and we'll get into the lesson, which is going to be about John again. Okay, we'll go into chapter 2 this time. Amen? Alrighty. Well, let's play some music. We're going to play Between the Joy and the Sorrow by Iron Gates. How much more by Nick Herbert?
You don't care if the world cares. You don't ever run out. There's an endless anointing. There is never a drought. Even table is ready. There's a blessing fall. We are here at the moment. Thank you.
Next song that I might not be breathing by Corey Wise, On Beat Music and Out of Time.
Thank you.
That Christian music has been a blessing. Amen. Oh, that was some good Christian music. Amen. Alrighty. Well, yesterday we covered the introduction to the book of John. It was lesson one. Now we're going to do lesson two tonight. And it is believing in things we do not see. You see, do you believe in things that you cannot see, or do you have to see it to believe it? Many of us have a hard time believing in things we cannot see. The state of Missouri, for example, is known as the Show Me State. They have their motto proudly displayed on their license plates for all the world to see. In other words, if I cannot see it for myself, I don't believe it. This line of thinking may have a place in the secular world, but it has no place when it comes to the matters of faith. So let's look at doubt. In John 20, we read about the story of Thomas and his doubts. He had about Jesus rising from the dead, Thomas said. In John chapter 20, verse 25, unless I see his hands, the imprint of the nails, and put my finger into the place of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe. 8 days later, Thomas would see Jesus face to face. In his encounter, Jesus said to Thomas, in John chapter 20, verse 27, place your finger here and see my hands, and take your hand and put it into my side, and do not continue in disbelief, but be a believer. Thomas answered and said to him, in John chapter 20, verse 28, my Lord and my God. And Jesus said to him, John chapter 20, verse 29, because you have seen me, you have now believed. Blessed are those who do not see and yet still believe. So seeing is believing. The Bible contains plenty of examples of people that saw and then believed. In John 2, Jesus performs the first of the seven miracles recorded in John's Gospel. Jesus and his disciples were attending a wedding and had run out of wine for their guests. So John writes that Jesus turned approximately 150 gallons of water into wine for the guests of the wedding. The Bible says, that the disciples believed because of what they saw. In John chapter 2, verse 11, the beginning of his signs, Jesus in Cana of Galilee and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. That is an important lesson for us to understand. You see, seeing God's power is one of the ways that our faith is strengthened. Albert Einstein said, "My sense of God is my sense of wonder about the universe." If you want to feel more connected to God, try going for a nature walk with no other purpose than to praise God and marvel at his creation. So God uses signs to help us believe. People and events come in and out of our lives, not out of some random sequence of events, but rather as part of God's plan for us. In Jeremiah 29, verse 11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." So, we got to have pure hearts. There is rejoicing in heaven every time somebody on earth obeys the gospel. Jesus is especially pleased with those that believe without seeing, those with tender hearts, Jesus said in John chapter 20, verse 29, "Because you have seen me, have you now believed? Blessed are those who do not see and yet still believe." So God knows our hearts. He wants us to always be working so often our hearts to strengthen our faith. The following four scriptures highlight the importance of hearts to God. 1, in Psalms chapter 51, verse 10, "Create in me a clean heart, and God renew steadfast spirit within me." Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 26, "Moreover, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you, and I will remove the heart of stone from your flesh and give you a heart of flesh." And 3, "Watch over your heart with all your diligence, for from it flow from springs of life," as Proverbs chapter 4, verse 23. And in Matthew chapter 5, verse 8, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God." So let us conclude this lesson for tonight. As we read the Bible, God wants us to receive the message with pure and tender hearts. In Luke chapter 8, verse 15, "But the seed in God's soil, these are the ones who have heard the word with a good and virtuous heart and hold it firmly and produce fruit with perseverance." There is no question that seeing is believing, especially when viewed through the eyes of someone with a pure heart. However, seeing is not the only way we can increase our faith. We can also increase our faith by increasing the amount of time that we spend reading the Bible. And in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, "So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." So if we desire an increased faith and pure heart, we need to pray about it. And we need to spend quality time in God's word. So as we study the Bible and search for God's presence, we will not be disappointed if we diligently seek him, and we will find him. We will end today's study with the following words of encouragement from the prophet Jeremiah. In Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 13, "You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." Amen. I hope this lesson was a blessing to you and you got something from it. Amen. Well, if you're out there and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ to be your Lord and Savior, you've got a chance to do so right now. All you have to do is simply say this simple prayer after me. Say, "Lord Jesus, for too long I have kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. And I am so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you are the Son of God who died on the cross for my sins, and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true, so please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, if you said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry would like to welcome you into the family of God. We'd like to say, may the Lord bless you, and may he always keep you highly favored. Amen. If you said this prayer, we here at God's Rainbow Ministry would like to welcome you into the... We would like you to call in from area code 657-383-1487. Once again, that's area code 657-383-1487. And press the 1 key. When you press the 1 key, we will bring you on. And you can tell us that you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior tonight. Amen. All righty. Well, we got some callers here. 111, you're on the air.
I want you to put on Pastor Beal. Where's Pastor Beal?
He's not here.
He's your manager.
No, he's not.
He owns GRM.
No, he does not. And goodbye, caller. All righty. Well, anyway. Okay, I'll play some more music. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on, I got another call. 111, you're on the air.
Yeah, put Bill on.
Bill's not here.
Someone has to pay these bills. Are you going to do it?
Pay what bills?
Took out some money, some loans. Bought some new equipment. Under the name GRM, as he's the owner. Are you going to pay these bills or just put them on the phone?
I didn't tell you to do that.
You're not the owner.
Yes, I am the owner of GRM. Pastor Beal doesn't own anything.
Apparently he does.
Get Pastor Beal to pay you back.
Should I send the bill to you then? If you're the owner.
I'm the owner, Pastor Ken. Pastor Beal doesn't own you.
All right, then you're paying the bill.
I'm not paying
it. Small claim. You're paying the bill, sir. Don't be a cheapskate. Hello.
Goodbye. 111, you're on air.
Oh. You're setting a bad example by not paying your bills.
I didn't order anything, so I'm not paying. I don't have any bills. The only bills I got is my house rent, electricity, okay, water, okay, and food, okay.
Blog talk. What about blog talk?
Oh, yeah, blog talk. Yeah, of course, I got that.
Don't forget dildo rental.
I don't do deals over that, though. Thank you. Goodbye. 111, you're on the air.
Hello, son. This is your daddy, Dick Nolan. Remember that time at the lake when we went fishing and you sucked the worm out of my asshole?
Goodbye. 111, you're on the air.
Please put on Dan Garza.
Dan Garza isn't here either.
Time to call in.
Yep, Dan Garza is not here. Sorry, caller. Sorry you're disappointed. Bye-bye. Okay. 111, you're on air.
Hi there, this is Rosemary Fishman, and I don't have cancer anymore.
Goodbye. We're not talking about my family okay, on this program anymore. So I don't want to hear any silliness like that, especially when it comes to a dude trying to be a female. Okay, goodbye. 111. You're on the air.
9935 artist, let's...
Goodbye. 111, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Tabitha. This is Tabitha, and I got diddled by William, my older brother.
Okay, goodbye. We're not discussing this. Okay. All righty. Well, okay, 111, you're on the air.
This is Kenny Jr. I got raped by Dick Nolan, too.
Oh, boy. Okay, stop discussing my family and stop pretending to be, okay, my family. Okay, this is ridiculous. One, 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 you're on the air. Okay. All right, 111, you're on the air. Okay. Let's try another one. 111. Okay, let's try another one. 111.
Goodbye.
All right. Okie dokie. Well, that's enough of that craziness. Okay. Another 111. Let's see who we have.
Paul Spoker. Paul Spoker.
Oh, boy. Okie dokie. Let's try another one. 111, you're on the air.
Hello, faggot.
Goodbye. Not putting up with silliness tonight. I'm not going to do it, okay? All righty. Okay, another one. 111.
Bot Muncher.
Okay. Okay, well, I'm going to play some more great, godly Christian music here. Oh, wait a minute, got a couple more callers. Let's try them out here. 111.
Off the hoop queue. You are now off the hoop queue. You are...
Okay, 111, you're on the air.
Idiot.
All right. Goodbye. Okay, here we go with some music. This is going to be a song called Whisper by Sam Bowman.
We'll be right back.
I hear you're making a movie.
I ain't making any movies.
Filthy movie.
I ain't making any movies.
Filthy movie, a sex movie about you and Jesus. Fuck you. You're no Christian.
Goodbye. No, I'm not making a movie, Judy DeVay. Not making a movie at all. It's just some rumor that Pastor Beal spread around. Or Tommy Monahan, one or the other. Nope, no GIM porn movie here. Okay. Alrighty. Rosemary's not going to call in because Rosemary doesn't even know about this show. Okay. And enough of that about my family. Alrighty. Well, we got another caller here, 111. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Rosemary.
No, you're not. Goodbye. 111. Okay, goodbye.
A lot of retards playing on the phone again.
Yeah, that's basically what it is. Retards playing on the phone again.
I wonder if they, you know, I've been wondering, I wonder if there's like a special, like a halfway house for the retards and they all listen to your show and they just all call in and play with the phone at the same time. Because it's weird how they all call. Like, I think maybe like.
It must be that.
I think Dickie Hopper must, like, live in a place with special needs, like, you know what I'm saying, like mentally retarded kids or something, and or a man, and then, like, all of them call in, and they copy Dickie, and they all play on the phone.
Yeah.
I mean, otherwise,
it don't
make any sense why they would all just, it's stupid. Like, I don't understand, but whatever. Kenny, I just tuned in. Have I missed any callers or anything? Has anyone actually called?
We had callers, but they didn't really say anything much. It was about value. So you didn't really miss anything.
Did Veal call in?
No.
Is he banned from the show, or does he just not call in?
No, he's not banned. Okay, yeah, yesterday I invited him to call the show, and I just want to say, let's put the past behind us. Okay, let's put all...
Oh, yeah, I heard that. I heard that.
Yeah, so... but he don't want to do that, so...
Well, that's too bad, Kenny. I was hoping you guys get on the same page and work together. Have you ever thought of maybe having him on as... Well, I guess you can't have on as a co-host because he's never around, so you couldn't depend on him. But, yeah, I don't know, man. That's weird. I don't know what's going on with all that. I try to stay out of it. I see a lot of craziness in your room about it, but I don't really understand it. Has Dan or Rico Garza called in at all?
No, he hasn't.
Huh. Well, I missed the sermon. What was the sermon tonight?
It was a Bible study on the book of John, okay, about believing.
Oh. Well, that's wonderful, Kenny. I have got word from a reliable source, though, Kenny, that you used Sermon Central and that you did not cite the sermon. Now, Kenny, we've been over this. You must cite the sermon, Kenny. Is that true? Was it Sermon Central, Kenny?
No, it wasn't. It was virtual Bible study.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Can you pick up 111, please?
Yeah.
Thank you, brother.
Okay, 111, you're on the air. Hello?
Hello? Fuck yourself. I didn't tell you to call.
Say what?
I didn't tell you to pick up a call. Go fuck yourself.
Oh, Kenny, I think it's one of the special needs kids.
Yeah, it's me too. Let's try another one. 111, you're on the air.
Did I tell you to fuck yourself?
Okay, another special needs kid. Okay, 111, you're on the air.
Virtual Bible study? Is that a new website or is that one you've used before?
That's something new.
Well, Kenny, did you cite virtual Bible study, Kenny? I mean, you got to cite these things, brother.
Well, I just did.
There's somebody.
No,
well, there's
but I
someone
mean, when
in
you the... read it. When you read it, you got to cite it, Kenny. Not when I bitch at you about it.
Someone in the chat room posted a link. Somebody named Susie DeBay.
Who the hell is Susie DeBay? Kenny, do you know?
That's Kent's old girlfriend.
Oh, Jesus. How many of those does he have?
Quite a few, I guess.
I wonder what the complete tonnage would be on that.
I have no idea.
Approximately.
Well, I would think it would be like Pastor Beal's wife, where he has to climb up Mount Everest to get on it.
Kenny, don't talk about Beal when he's not here, brother. Come on,
okay.
And don't speak on the man. Kenny, don't speak on the man's wife. He's going to...
No one's ever said anything bad about your wife, Rosemary, or your pretend husband, Farrar.
Kenny, Veal is going to be very upset that you spoke on his wife. Because, listen, it's one thing to talk about Veal, but to talk about the man's wife, and... I mean, climb up on it. Is she obese, Kenny? Like, why would you say something like that? It's not godly,
Kenny. I heard.
A couple days ago, he said she was like, it's like climbing on Mount Everest.
Kenny said that or Veal said that?
Ken. Ken said that.
Oh, Kenny. Kenny, we got to get you back in the... We got to get
you
back
before he insulted me. When he told me that I needed to suck him, that was another disturbing thing he did.
Kenneth, we need an intervention, man. You're getting real far away from the Lord with this talk, Kenny. You can't be talking about S&Ds and licking bees and then face effing and all this other and then, you know, talking about wives. I mean, Kenny, let's be honest, brother. That's not godly. That's just not. That's not the way of the Lord, Kenny.
Yeah, I know. I'm ashamed of myself.
I can tell. But see, here's the thing, Kenny. God forgives. The past is the past. I think right now you should publicly apologize to Pastor Veal and his wife for what you said.
Okay, I apologize to Pastor Beal and his wife about is she the Lord's woman.
Okay, that should smooth over the waters, brother.
And she's probably not as big as Mount Everest.
Kenny?
Yeah.
And she's probably not as big as Mount Everest. Thank you, Kenny.
Because that's 29,000 feet or more. Holy crap.
That, I really wish Pastor Veal would take more interest in this show. For somebody that wants to own it, he's never on it. Like, I heard him call in last night, but other than that, man, he's I'm never on when he's on.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I don't know why he's trying to lay claim to something that he's clearly not interested in.
Kenny, you should add a stipulation that if he wants to own half of GRM, he has to be a part of at least half of the shows a week. I think that's a good stipulation.
Start doing shows 7 days a week now. Okay, so.
I know, but I'm saying he should be on at least three or four of them if he wants to own half. I mean, that only makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah. It makes sense
also,
to me.
Also, Bill says he's got sponsors lined up. They're ready to go.
Oh, Kenny, you
got
to take that, man. You need the sponsorships.
You can afford more cigarillos.
It's a good point, Kenny.
Well, they wouldn't be paying me. They'd be probably be paying Bill.
Yeah, but he will give you half, man.
Yep, some would trickle down to you. Maybe then you could afford a trip back to Cuba, to your homeland.
Oh, yeah, and you could go to the casinos, Kenny. Like your pops.
Yeah,
remember when your pops was running the casinos down there?
They don't have them anymore.
I think that was in Godfather. Godfather 2, I think.
I'm really disappointed in the call tonight, Kenny. I'm sorry that you got so many special needs people calling, but at least they're listening. You know, maybe you can bring them closer to the Lord in a special way. You know, like they're special people, and you can bring them to the Lord in a special Kenneth Fishman kind of way. Because I know that the old folks listen to your show, brother. So you got it. You cornered the market on the old people. And retarded people.
And Susie Dibbe was posting the sermon words so that if the retards can read, they could follow along. And
well, see,
as
here's
you're,
the
as
thing.
You're reading it.
I don't think Dickie Hopper can read, Johnny. I mean, maybe he can, but I've never heard a full sentence out of him. I've heard words. I'm sure words he learned from Kent, like the N-word, and F-word, like faggot, and all these disrespectful. I'm sure he learned those from Kent, obviously, because Kent, we all know, hates black people. He still thinks it's 1965 and uses the word colored, even though no one uses that word. Who the hell uses that word? I mean, and then you got a guy like that weird rapper guy, and he never even says anything to him about it. He's not a real black man. He a fake black man. Because a real black man would tell Kent to shut his mouth. That's not a word appropriate for 2023.
Dr. N. That's Dr. N. The N stands for Negro.
Oh, we got a caller here. 1-1. Okay.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Hello. Okay, goodbye. We got another caller here. 269. Let's see who this is.
Veal?
269, you're on
here. Hi, this is Pastor Veal. I don't appreciate you talking shit about my wife. You are a tranny fucker. If you want a war, you have it.
That wasn't Pastor Veal. Okay.
He said tranny fucker. Sounded like him.
No, that wasn't Pastor Veal.
Ken, it was the right zip code. I mean, area code.
Yeah, but I've already had a call from 269, and it wasn't Pastor Bill either.
We called you a tranny fucker. Why would he say that?
I don't know. I don't fuck trannies.
I don't know. So you fuck drag queens, Kenny?
Yeah, there's a difference. Yeah.
I know. That's what I'm saying. So I'm telling the callers, if you're going to try to disrespect Kenny, at least be correct and say drag queen, because I don't think I mean, I don't know for sure. Maybe Tony F is a trainer, but I don't think so. I don't think he'd lie, but you never know. I mean, so but I will take your word for it, Kenny, that he's just a drag queen.
Yeah, amen. 111, you're on the air.
Hello.
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 Grover Washington.
This is Grover
Washington. How are you doing,
Grover? I'm doing all right. You just got a lot of tards calling in tonight.
Yeah.
I want you to know I was not one of them because I'm not retarded.
Amen.
Okay. Hey, you were, Grover.
Just because you're black doesn't mean you're retarded, right, Grover?
Yeah, I reckon that's right. Ken, we could use some of your ministering down here at Haven for Hope. Where you been?
At home.
Why not? You come out. You get on your scooter.
Nah. It ain't running, Grover.
Get it.
Why you giving up on life, Ken? Don't give up on life.
Ken, if I send you 4781, will you take a Bible to Grover, please? Ken?
I ain't doing that anymore. Okay, you're taking donations.
No, I'm not. It's not a donation. Ken, it's for a Bible. I'm not donating to just donate. It's a Bible. If you get the Bible, isn't that what your whole ministry is about, like preaching the word of God? I'm just trying to get the man a Bible. He clearly doesn't have a Bible. He's at a homeless shelter.
What you could do is you could email one to me, a PDF. Give me a Bible PDF. Send it to my email. I'll read it on the iPad.
Kenneth.
Yeah.
See, what I was... Grover, this is what I was thinking, if Kenny brought you a physical Bible, hang in there, brother. Kenny brought you a physical Bible, he could hand you the Bible and you could read it while he drained your balls. I think that'd be a beautiful thing. It's like a circle of life.
I'd be willing to receive that.
Kenny, I will up the money to $100 if you take him a Bible and fillet Grover as he reads the Bible. Amen.
No. I won't do that. No.
I want to read John 2 based on virtualbiblestudy.com website that you were reading directly from word for word without telling anybody.
Oh, okay. Let's get bring on our caller. You're on the air.
Yeah, I bought a Bible from you once before. All the pages were stuck together. Can I get a refund?
Oh, Kenny.
No, you didn't find the Bible for me. Goodbye.
Yes.
No special needs.
That's just stains, probably. Yeah, that's one of them retards.
I would like to put this out there in the universe. If there's any special needs fellas or women listening to the show, let me say it slow. We at God's Rainbow Ministries would love for you to call in and speak to us. We accept all types, shapes here at GRM. Right, Kenny?
Yeah.
Even morons.
Amen.
Even absolute morons are welcome to call.
Mongoloids are free to call. Amen.
Trannies also welcome. Male bodybuilders can call in.
Oh, Mike Hunt. Mike Hunt should call in.
He's not a target.
People with Down syndrome can call in.
Dr. Ian. What about Dr. Ian?
Oh, he can call in if he wants. Yeah, Dr. Ryan.
I hate that motherfucker. I hope he does call in. I'm going to get real niggerish on the show
wall.
If he calls in.
He took a bunch of pills and fell through the wall one time. Remember that?
Kenny, did you know that? He got a room called the pink room. He took a bunch of pills and fell through the wall.
Yeah, demons are allowed to talk.
Kenny, anybody calling, man?
No, nobody's calling. Well, I've got calls on the line, but they haven't hit the 1G yet.
Very disappointing.
Demons.
Oh, we got
demons.
Another caller.
Demons. Let's bring out some demons.
You're on the air.
Good evening. This is Mike Hunt. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Shalom.
Hey, guys. I'm doing pretty good. I've been really busy training people down at the gym. A lot going on. Very busy. But I've been meaning to call in, but hesitant at the same time. As you know, our good friend Doug has been in prison a couple years now, and I think I'm probably the only one that is still in contact with his daughter and get an update once in a while. I talked to her recently, and first of all, he's not doing too good. You know, the gangs control him, and he's somebody's bitch and all that stuff. But beyond that, he claims that Farrar is sending him love letters, nude pics, a sports bra with perfume on it. I could go on and on from there, but from what his daughter says, that's what Doug told her, that Farrar is the only other person that talks to him besides me occasionally, and I was hesitant to bring that up, and I'm sure Farrar will deny it, but I think it's nice that he's keeping in contact with Doug and putting money on his books and sending the love letters, but at the same time, I feel as a friend of Ken, I need to bring it to light to Ken and let him know that this is going on behind his back.
I know better.
Farrar is sending the perfumed jock straps.
No.
Yeah.
And picks.
Sports bra.
Naughty
jock
picks.
Strap. Thong.
Cummerbund.
Oh.
Tampon. Hair spray.
What do you say, cummerbund? What's that?
That's when you take out the meat from a sandwich and cum in the bun, and then put the bun back together and eat it. That's a cummerbund.
Oh, that's the kind of thing that Victor likes to have at the house in the microwave.
Nope.
Right, Ken?
No. Oh, we got another caller here. 111. You're on the air.
Take calls.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh.
Who is the caller?
Yeah, Grover said he wanted some demons on, so since I'm probably the only demon that listens to the show, I figured I'd call in.
Joe Gibson is a demon. Maybe we could get Joe Gibson to call in.
I think he's on the retard category.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
I would like to also speak publicly about this masturbation hut that I can't get rid of. I would like to try to sell this piece of shit to somebody. Joe Gibson, if you're listening, I know you like to masturbate a lot because you have no wife and your wife is fucking a black man, which, you know, I can't blame her. If you would like a nice hut to drive around, I have it. I will sell it to you for one-fourth the price, brother, if you're listening. I know you're not listening, but if you listen later. I'm trying to get rid of this monstrosity that's sitting in my goddamn driveway. Everybody asking me why a big piece of shit with rims on it, and I don't even want to get into it, Kenny. It's unbelievable. This thing is unbelievable. You know what goes? It's like a supercharged golf cart, man. But it got a fat man on the side of it.
Yeah.
Tony Gaga's on the side of it.
Tony Gaga, right?
Yeah, man.
That's a fat one.
Crazy.
That's him.
I wish he'd come back. Start doing shows again.
Has a full bar in it? I mean, who puts a full bar in a masturbation hut? It's crazy. Nothing but cold 45.
I wouldn't mind that.
Well, hell, Grover, I mean, shit, if I can get it to you, man, you can have this thing. It's you know what it's doing? It is the anti-pussy magnet. I ain't got laid since that thing's been in my driveway.
I think I know why.
Oh, Grover, you a funny guy, man.
All right.
Kenny, you still got that trike, man?
Yeah, but it's not running.
Kenny, I'll trade you straight up. Masturbation hut for the trike, man.
Nah, it's okay.
Never going to get rid of this piece of shit.
I heard that trike that trike last ran during the Obama administration. Is that true?
You have to drive around.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. I just got a message from Susie the Bay. She's one of my victims here in hell, and she said she wants to take the hut.
Oh. I'll give her the hut. Well, I'll contact her privately. I don't want to talk numbers on the show live, but I will definitely send her a message, hopefully get rid of the hut. Will she fit in the hut? Because if I remember correctly, she a large woman, whole lot of woman.
Oh, that's a good question. And, yes, Eric, you can mail stuff to hell. Just
yeah.
Go to the crossroads at midnight, and I'll be there, and I'll take it to Susie.
This guy's creeping me out.
Let's take another call here. 585, which I believe is Gober Jeff. Gober Jeff, is that
hang
you?
Hang up on that guy. Hang up on him.
Oh, hola, como esta? De donde quiere?
How you doing, Gober?
Me llamo at Honda Tank. How are you tonight?
I'm blessed and highly favored. How about yourself?
Oh, we're not too bad. What's going on tonight?
Nothing much.
Stuff going on. I hear you got some people on there. Who you got? You got my good buddy Donnie. How's it going, Donnie?
Shalom, brother. How you doing?
Oh, not too bad, my friend. What's the guy here? You got Ashley. Hello, Ashley.
Hi.
Hello to you, too. And who else you got?
We got Johnny Longfeather.
Grover Washington.
Johnny Longfeather.
Washington.
Oh, Grover Washington?
Yeah, Grover Washington.
Did we have Pastor Wanda on tonight?
No Wanda tonight.
Did she get stuck working at AT&T a little late tonight and couldn't catch the,
no,
couldn't catch the show?
She doesn't do shows until Friday or Saturday.
I didn't like what she talked bad about the iPhone. She talked bad about the iPhone the other night. It really bothered me.
Oh.
I'd give her a piece of my mind, to be honest, but she ain't around.
Yeah.
Oh. Sorry, I stepped away for a minute, Kenny. Did I miss anything? DoorDash dropped off my Taco Bell, brother.
Oh, DoorDash delivers Taco Bell?
Oh, yeah, brother.
Yeah. They'll deliver you anything. If they had DoorDash when you ran that porno shop, you could have people delivering dildos and the Chicks with Dicks videos.
That's true, Kenny. That is very true.
Oh, my God. You guys, I'm sorry to interrupt. I just got a message from Dan Garza. This is Mike Hunt here. Yep. Okay, I'm going to read it. About a year ago, Farrar broke his arm. Is that correct, Ken?
No.
There was some kind of an arm injury?
No.
A while back? He's saying that Dan Garza broke Farrar's arm when they were having rough sex. And
he had to go to the hospital. He was in the hospital. I saw pictures.
Yeah. He also said they found Farrar has large hemorrhoids that look like testicles. Is that true? Okay. I'm just going to disregard. Sorry to interrupt. That was on the
one of the chats here.
I picked the wrong time to start eating. Shit. Good Lord. Testicles, hemorrhoids, shit.
Broken arms. Ken, you took you had to take him to the hospital. His arm was in a sling.
He didn't break his arm. Okay, he had a shoulder injury. Okay,
Dan Garza did.
From muscle itself.
Dan Garza
had nothing to do with it.
Yeah. I'm calling bullshit.
All righty. Well,
shut it.
I'm going to give a shout out here.
Yeah,
you
shut it down.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to give a shout out to my own brother, too, Grover Washington, Mike Dunn. Okay.
Shut it down.
This Taco Bell will destroy my asshole, Ken. It's going to be like you for all, man.
Call me a retard again. I'll meet you at school soon and stop that and act like a toothpick.
I can listen to some godly music as I play.
Oh, Lord. No, Kenny, no. Oh, Kenny.
Yeah, I'm going to play godly music. End the show.
Can he play Oil Rigger?
God bless. Okay, here we go. We'll play a song called Conversation by Grace Grabber.
Save the light. And I'm really
Have a wonderful night. See y'all tomorrow night. Bye-bye.